Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Man Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldarian, and here Maseches Chulin, Daf Chaf Hey, the first parakal Kol Sheichetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that what is Tame, meaning susceptible to Tuma, regarding wooden kalim, is Tower regarding metal kalim, and vice versa. Abrice explains, Gomei Kli Eitz, unfinished wooden utensils are Tame, but Pshutehen, flat wooden kalim, are Tower. Unfinished metal kalim are Tower, and flat metal kalim are Tame. Some examples of unfinished kalim include those which require polishing, adorning, planning, or lack a base or handle, but are usable for their intended purpose. The Gemara asks why unfinished metal kalim are not makabel tuma. Rabbi Yochanan explains, hoyol kavod asuin, because they are made for functions of honor and are not considered usable until they are complete. Rav Nachman says, hoyol udmen yakarim, because their value is high and are not considered functional before achieving their full value. The Gemara says that enough community between these opinions is unfinished kli etzem, utensils made of bone, which are expensive but are not used for dignified functions. The Gemara proceeds to prove that bone kalim are susceptible to tuma. Point number two, the next mission states, Achai b'shkedim hamarim, what is obligated in separating meiser in the case of bitter almonds, patim masukim, is exempt in the case of sweet almonds, and vice versa. Abrice explains that regarding bitter almonds, small ones are obligated in meiser while large ones are exempt because they're generally eaten while small before they become too bitter. Regarding sweet almonds, the large ones are subject to meiser while the small ones are exempt because people generally wait until they fully mature. Rishmobar and Rabbi Yossi quote his father saying that both types of almonds, bitter and sweet, are chayv meiser when they are small. In another version, he said both types are exempt from meiser when they are large. Rabbi Yochanan explains how large bitter almonds are considered edible, hoy v'yachol masakan al yidei ha'ur, because one can sweeten them through roasting them on a fire. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, HaTemed Achil Hichmitz. Temed, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which is not yet fermented, Eino Nikach Bekesef Meiser, cannot be purchased with Meiser Sheini money, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, uposolos a mikveh, and it disqualifies a mikveh which lacks 40 sa of rainwater. This Temed is considered water despite its wine flavor. After fermenting, it is considered wine and may be purchased with Meiser money and would not disqualify a mikveh. The Gemara objects from a Mishnah, a matamid v'nasim mayim b'midah. If one steeps sediments and pours a measured amount of water onto them, umatzikadei midaso, and he later found the same amount he originally put in, the Tanakhama exempts it from meiser because it's water, since the sediments did not increase its volume. Reb Yudah obligates it in meiser and assumes some of the water was absorbed by the sediments and was replaced with wine from the sediments. The Gemara assumes that the Rabban always consider it water even after it fermented, and Reb Yudah always considers it wine even before it fermented. Thus, neither Tana agrees with our Mishnah. Amraim answered the Malchokas is only where it fermented, and our Mishnah follows Reb Yudah. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that what is Tame, meaning susceptible to Tuma, regarding wooden kalim, is Tahor regarding metal kalim, and vice versa. Abrice explains, Gomei Kli Eitz, unfinished wooden utensils are Tame, but Pshutehen, flat wooden kalim, are Tahor. Unfinished metal kalim are Tahor, and flat metal kalim are Tame. Some examples of unfinished kalim include those which require polishing, adorning, planning, or lack a base or handle, but are usable for their intended purpose. The Gemara asks why unfinished metal kalim are not makabel tuma. Rabbi Yochanan explains, hoyol kavod asuin, because they are made for functions of honor and are not considered usable until they are complete. Rav Nachman says, hoyol udmen yakarim, because their value is high and are not considered functional before achieving their full value. The Gemara says that enough community between these opinions is unfinished kli etzem, utensils made of bone, which are expensive but are not used for dignified functions. The Gemara proceeds to prove that bone kalim are susceptible to tuma. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Achai b'shkedim hamarim, what is obligated in separating meiser in the case of bitter almonds, patim masukim, is exempt in the case of sweet almonds, and vice versa. Abrice explains that regarding bitter almonds, small ones are obligated in meiser while large ones are exempt because they're generally eaten while small before they become too bitter. Regarding sweet almonds, the large ones are subject to meiser while the small ones are exempt because people generally wait until they fully mature. Rishmobar and Rabbi Yossi quote his father saying that both types of almonds, bitter and sweet, are chayv meiser when they are small. In another version, he said both types are exempt from meiser when they are large. Rabbi Yochanan explains how large bitter almonds are considered edible, hoy v'yachol masakan al yidei ha'ur, because one can sweeten them through roasting them on a fire. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, HaTemed Achul Hichmitz. Temed, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which is not yet fermented, Eino Nikach Bekesef Meiser, cannot be purchased with Meiser Sheni money, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, who posels a mikveh, and it disqualifies a mikveh which lacks 40 sa of rainwater. This Temed is considered water despite its wine flavor. After fermenting, it is considered wine and may be purchased with Meiser money and would not disqualify a mikveh. The Gemara objects from a Mishnah, a matamid v'nasim mayim b'mida. If one steeps sediments and pours a measured amount of water onto them, umatzakadei midaso, and he later found the same amount he originally put in, the Tanakhama exempts it from Meiser because it's water, since the sediments did not increase its volume. Reb Yehuda obligates it in Meiser and assumes some of the water was absorbed by the sediments and was replaced with wine from the sediments. The Gemara assumes that the Rabban always consider it water even after it fermented, and Reb Yehuda always considers it wine even before it fermented. Thus, neither Tana agrees with our Mishnah. Amraim answered the Machlokas is only where it fermented, and our Mishnah follows Reb Yehuda. All right, so now we are Siman Daf Chaf Hey, and our standard Siman is the 25th silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kelim and unfinished metal kelim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chai b'maiser, and a drink of unfermented temed that he was unfortunately not allowed to purchase with maiser sheni monies. Once again, slow motion. The cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, 25th silver anniversary? That must be around Duff. Chav hey. The cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, that what is tame, meaning susceptible to tuma, regarding wooden kalim is tame regarding metal kalim and vice versa. Abraisa explains, gomei kli eitz, unfinished wooden utensils, are tame, but pshutem, flat wooden kalim are tahor. Unfinished metal kalim are tahor, and flat metal kalim are tame. Some examples of unfinished kalim include those which require polishing, adorning, planning, or lack of base or handle, but are usable for their intended purpose. So the cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chayiv b'maiser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a chayiv b'shkedim hamarim, what is obligated in separating maiser in the case of bitter almonds, pata b'masukim, is exempt in the case of sweet almonds and vice versa. Abraisa explains that regarding bitter almonds, small ones are obligated in maiser, while large ones are exempt because they're generally eaten while small before they become too bitter. Regarding sweet almonds, the large ones are subject to maiser, while the small ones are exempt because people generally wait until they fully mature. So the cheapskate husband, who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate it when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chai b'maiser, and a drink of unfermented temed that he was unfortunately not allowed to purchase with Meiser Sheni monies, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaTemed Achul Hichmitz. Temed, a drink made by soaking grape seeds in water, which is not yet fermented, Eino Nikach Bekesef Meiser, cannot be purchased with Meiser Sheni money, meaning money used to redeem Meiser produce, who posels a mikveh, and it disqualifies a mikveh which lacks 40 sa of rainwater. This temed is considered water despite its wine flavor. After fermenting, it's considered wine and may be purchased with Meiser money and would not disqualify a mikveh. So once again, the cheapskate husband who thought his 25th silver anniversary gift, a flat wooden kalim and unfinished metal kalim, was perfect because they're not makabel tuma, was dismayed that his wife didn't appreciate it when he served small bitter almonds and large sweet ones that were chayiv b'maiser, and a drink of unfermented temed that he was unfortunately not allowed to purchase with Meiser Sheni monies. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chafav. So the siman daf chafav is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver, that must be around Dov, Chafov, car, ka. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Bo'ohel, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nishbar Meferekas Merob Basu Ima, Matamei Bo'ohel. If a person's neck bone is broken together with most of the flesh on it, it conveys tuma through ohel like a dead body, even if he's still moving. So the Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Be'ohel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a sheretz whose head was severed, yet still was moving, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Hutuzu Rashin, if the heads of Shratzim were cut off, Even though they're jerking, they are tame and considered dead, because they're like a lizard's tail, which jerks after being cut off from the lizard's body. Amoraim defined what the Mishnah means, that their heads were cut off. So the Kohanim in the emergency room, who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them tame be'ohel, became tame anyway when they bumped straight into a sheretz whose head was severed yet still was moving, which was discarded by the surgeons who were practicing their skills by only severing most, but not all, of the simanim of an olas ha'ov, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas, of the two simanim of an olas ha'ov are mostly or completely cut during Malika. This depends on whether the word in the pasuk kemishpat is comparing olas ha'ov to chatas behema or chatas ha'ov. Daf chav beis. So the simanim daf chav beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab. That must be more on daf. Chabez, the cat that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were puzzled for a carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kashi b'torim puzzled b'vinei yona. What's acceptable as a carbon regarding torim is not acceptable regarding b'nei yona, and vice versa. Trilas atzihuv, the beginning of yowling, an intermediate stage of both types of birds, is puzzled. Abraisa explains that torim must be gedoim, mature, whereas b'nei yona must be katanim, young. But young torim and mature b'nei yona are invalid. So the cat that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon, when they were told they were puzzled for a carbon, after dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, which reminds us, the Gemara defines from when Torim and Bnei Yona are valid. Turtle doves are valid as karbanas from when they turn gold and have completed the intermediate stage. Bnei Yona become valid from when one pulls a feather from it and it bleeds. So the cat that picked up the young turtle dove and the old pigeon when they were told they were puzzled for a carbon, after dropping off a turtle dove with golden feathers and a pigeon that was bleeding from a pulled feather, which were valid, was from Trios Hatzihuv, cab surfaces, and driven by a bird that proudly introduced itself as a beria and not a safek, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, if one vowed to bring an ola either from Torim or Bnei Yona, whichever he chooses, and he brought both types of birds when they were in the stage of Tchilas HaTziuv, the beginning of yelling, what is the halacha? Sveika havi, venafik, is such a bird normally disqualified because it's of doubtful status, whether it's considered young or mature, and in this case he's Yossi since he brought both types, ensuring that whichever status it is, one ola was valid, odilma beria havi venafik. Or perhaps it's disqualified because it's an independent entity, neither young nor mature. And he was not Yotzi in this case because both birds are disqualified. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The man who pledged to bring an ola from either a canvas or an aisle, if his son wins the Kugelach competition, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chaf Gimel. The man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an aisle, if his son wins the kugel competition, and brought a palgas, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, if one vowed to bring an ola from either an aisle, a ram, that means it's above 13 months of age, or a kevis, a lamb, which means it's within its first 12 months, and he brought a palgas, a sheep between these ages, is he yotze? This question depends on the Malchokas and Marayim, whether a palgas is considered a suffix, aisle, or a kevis, or a beria. So the man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an aisle, if his son wins the kugelach competition and brought a palgas, and the man who pledged to bring 10 loaves from either chametz or matzah for our toda, if his son wins and brought siur, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, if one vowed to bring 10 total loaves from either chametz or matzah, since a toda consists of both types, and he brought siur, partially leavened dough, is he yotze? The question depends on the definition and status of siur, whether it's considered a safek, chametz or matzah, or a beria. So the man who pledged to bring an ola from either a kevis or an aisle, if his son wins the kugel competition, and brought a palgas, and the man who pledged to bring 10 loaves from either from chametz or matzah for a toda, if his son wins and brought siur, wave flags for their son's teams, a shechita flag for team para, and an arifa flag for team egla, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kosher b'para possible egla. What's valid for a para duma is invalid for egla rufa. Kosher b'egla, possible para. What is valid for an egla rufa is invalid for a para duma. Abraisa explains that the para duma is valid when killed with shechita, but invalid when killed with arifa, decapitation, whereas an egla rufa is valid when killed with arifa and invalid when killed with shechita. Daf Chav Dalet. So the Simur Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Baal Mun Kohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pitchers, which reminds us, Kohanim were disqualified with Mumim, and Levim were disqualified by years. The age of restriction of 30 to 50 only applied in the Midbar, where the Pasuk mentions Avodas Masa, the work of a burden carrying the Mishkan and his kelim, but did not apply in Shiloh or the base of Migdash. Still, Levim are disqualified but Kol because of their voice if they can't sing together with the choir of Levim. So the Baal Mun Kohen and 50-year-old Levi, retiring after 20 years, were given thank you for your service pictures by the elderly Kohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that a Kohen is qualified to serve after growing two sa'aros, meaning reaching maturity, ad sheyaskin, until he grows old. Rabbi Chanina defines this as ad sheyirsas, until he shakes from weakness. The Tanna Kamma says that a Kohen is fit for avoda after growing shtei sa'aros, but Rebbe says he's not fit until he's 20 years old. So the Baal Mum Kohen and 50-year-old Levi retiring after 20 years were given thank you for your service pictures by the elderly Kohen who did the avoda from when he grew shtei sa'aros until he got old and started to shake from weakness, who didn't notice that on the shelf there was a dead sheres in the airspace of a clay pitcher and a dead one touching the outside of a metal one, which reminds us a kli cheres contracts tuma through its airspace, but other kelim contract tuma by being touched. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss the maaser obligations of bitter or sweet almonds? That's on daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Kohanim are disqualified with mumin and Levim are disqualified by years? That's on daf Chaf Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Paraduma is killed with Shechita and Egel Arufa is killed with decapitation? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you know that Torin must be mature and Bnei Yonah must be young to be brought as a carbon? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you know that unfinished wood kelim are makabel tumah but unfinished metal kelim are not? That's on daf Chav Hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss what the din is? If one cut a third of the kana beyond the shechit area, then cut a third within the correct area, and then cut the final third beyond the correct area. That's on daf Yotes. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss if a palgas is considered a suffix isle or kevis or a birya? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn a kli cheres contracts tuma through its airspace, but other kelim contract tuma by being touched? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn that unfermented temet cannot be purchased with maaser sheni money and disqualifies a mikveh? That's on daf Chav Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that shratzim whose heads were cut off are tame even while they're moving? That's on daf Chafalov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.